Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza. I am your host, and I'm excited to be joined by a repeat guest. His name is Paul Getter. You probably remember him from a previous season where he talked about all the amazing stuff he was doing. And I'm excited to have Paul back because he's doing some more incredible stuff out in the world. And so, Paul, thanks for joining the show as a round two veteran. I appreciate you coming on today, and let's tell the folks what you got going on.
Hey, Jordan, thank you very much for having me back. I mean, I don't know if that's a compliment, like, oh, he did a great job, we'll have him come back, or like, man, he made a mess, let's give him a second chance. So either way,
more on the compliment side. Yeah, you added a ton of value on round one, and so round two I'm excited about.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'm blessed to be a part of your show, and you're doing amazing things. So thank you for having me here.
My pleasure. Well, one of the things that a lot of our guests are excited about is when we bring on high impact individuals like yourself, especially that are helping people in the world of public speaking. And I know that's something that you're doing some incredible things in that space. A lot of folks want visibility in 2025. They want to be known, be seen, be heard. And I know you're helping people with that. So I'd love for you just to share, what does it look like? How can people actually get involved? And sure. What markets are you doing? A lot of these events that we were speaking offline about.
Yeah, sure. So, when you recognize that your voice is one of the most impactful, powerful things that you have, then you start to ask yourself, how can I use this more effectively? How can I make a greater impact? So, throughout the years, most people recognize that I've been influential in the online space, helping build strong personal brands and work with some of the top names online. And throughout the years, I have spoke at big events, small events around the world. And occasionally I'd have individuals come up to me like, Paul, are you a public speaker coach? And I'm like, no, not really. Although I have been speaking for over 30 years now, and I've spoke on stages of 50 and 50,000. I've spoke on stage with legends like Les Brown, Tony Robbins, A-list celebrities, and Fortune 500 CEOs. So I've been blessed to have a lot of impact on stage. And so with that being said, I kind of, was listening to the voices of individuals coming up to me saying, hey, would you be my speaking coach? And I'd work with individuals. And so we put together a program called Speakpreneur, and it's helping individuals transform their voice for impact, influence, and income. And we have been doing these Speakpreneur boot camps around the world, really. We're doing about two a month. Our next one is in Toronto, then in Tampa, Orlando, and we've got some overseas in Dubai, the UK. And it's really just a cool opportunity for coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs that, maybe they have spoke on stage before, or maybe they haven't spoke on stage before, and they're just looking for a pathway to get on stage quicker and really transform their voice again for impact, influence, and income.
I love it. And so is there any pre-qualifications for folks that want to do this? Maybe they haven't never stepped on a stage in a day in their life. They've never got a paid speaking gig. Are they qualified? And then, of course, you got the seasoned speakers that maybe have done it. Maybe they did it in a corporate role. Maybe they've done it outside and they've done it for free, but maybe now they want to get paid. So who would this be for if we're kind of looking at the different verticals?
Yeah, I would say anybody that has that desire. It's for everybody. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a message. Everybody has a unique knowledge that could impact and change the world. So learning how to harness that and use that in a constructive way is really powerful. One of the things that we've seen in a lot of the speaking programs that are available is they're really great when it comes to the art of public speaking. They teach you how to put your presentation together, how proper body language, tonality, all of these important things. But then after you have really became an expert at speaking. It's like, all right, here's your certificate. Go speak now. And there isn't a real clear path to taking that skill set and using it. So with our background, we've marketed thousands of events. Our digital marketing agency have marketed for some of the biggest names. We really bridge that gap on how to market yourself as a speaker, how to do successful events, how to acquire speaking engagements, and really more than just speaking, but branding yourself as a speaker and getting quality, high-paying speaking gigs.
I love it. I love it. And so if somebody hears this episode and this is something that they're like, you know what, I need more info on this. Is this something where you want them to reach out to you directly? Or is there, do you have a, you know, landing page for this where they can get more information?
Yeah. So a couple things. Number one, people can connect with me on Instagram. Instagram is probably my number one platform for communication. My Instagram handle is Paul. Just send me a message there. Hey, Paul, I'm interested in your Speakpreneur program. So that's number one. Number two, we do have a landing page. It's called speakpreneur.com. And you can go there, watch a simple video, fill out a form, and connect with someone on my team about it.
Love it. And if you want the story on how he acquired that handle, at Paul, which is just a four-letter handle. Yeah, make sure you tune into his episode. I think it was in season two of the show. So go back. I'll actually link that in the show notes of this episode. Okay. So that way you can go back and hear Paul's story and journey. And you alluded to something earlier, Paul. Am I coming back because I did such a bad job on episode one? Or is it because, you know, I made an impact? And the truth is you did make an impact. And, you know, we've, you know, continued to build our relationship over the years. And it's just been awesome seeing the stuff that you've been doing. And,
likewise, Jordan, I wanted to
you know, highlight you and make sure that people know you're a trusted source, not just in personal branding, but now in this new vertical where you've been there, you've done it. And now you're taking and basically helping people collapse the timeline to get the information they need to get to results.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, can Paul help me? You know, yes, he can help you. It's not a matter of that. It's just a matter of, do you, the person listening to this, want to leverage speaking this year to create an impact, to create more influence, and to create more income? Because that's literally how he's designed this program. And so if you're looking for hacks, probably not the best program. If you're looking for results, probably the best program for you. If you're looking for someone that's done it, probably a good program for you, because again, the list goes on and on for the clients that Paul has worked with. You've got guys like Grant Cardone, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Ty Lopez. I mean, he's worked with the industry's best, and you can't get access to those people if you deliver poor results. It just doesn't happen. And you can't, you know, build up the accolades or the portfolio that Paul has built over the past handful of decades unless you're actually producing results. And so that's really why I wanted to have you back on, is I heard about it and I said that my audience needs to hear this because you're somebody that's actually going to deliver on what you say you're going to deliver. And so what would you say maybe the top three misconceptions of getting, you know, a high paid speaking gig are in 2025?
Yeah. So number one, you have to be an amazing, phenomenal speaker. Most people think, well, you know, I'm just getting started. You know, maybe they haven't been speaking very, or maybe they compare themselves to this speaker or that speaker. And they're like, well, I'm not there. You don't have to be the best speaker to get paid good. I remember one of my friends, he was, telling me he had spoke at an event and he was compensated very well and spoke several sessions. And I think he's probably paid $15,000-$20,000. So most people would be very excited about, hey, I got a speaking engagement, spoke three or four sessions, $20,000. But I was having a conversation with him and he sounded a little disappointed. And I'm like, why are you disappointed? That's amazing. He said, Paul, people came up to me at this event, like, you changed my life. People were hugging me, crying and everything like that. And just, you know, really excited about the impact that he made when he spoke. He said, but later on after the event, I found out that the last speaker of that evening was paid $100,000. He spoke for about 30 to 45 minutes. He's like, Paul, I spoke 4 or 5 hours. This guy spoke 30, 40 minutes. He said, was he a good speaker? He's like, yeah, he was okay. But he wasn't, you know, worth the $100,000 in his opinion. And I said, well, who was the speaker? And I won't repeat his name, but he told me the speaker's name. And it was a very well-known celebrity. And I said, man, there's the difference. He has this strong personal brand. People know him. He's credibility, authority. And although you are an amazing, fantastic speaker, you don't have the strong personal brand that he has. So it's not always the best, but sometimes it's the best known that gets paid the best. So misconception number one, you don't have to be the best speaker to be paid a high fee for being a speaker. So number two, I think there's a misconception that success is getting on some of these big stages. Some of these big stages, people have this event in mind, that event in mind. What I've recognized is that getting on somebody else's stage is great for credibility, authority, and having that audience to speak in front of. But what's more impactful is when you build your own audience, because you're building a tribe, a community around you that will last forever. So that's a component of what we teach individuals, is how to do your own events where you're not always dependent upon someone inviting you to come speak, that you build your own stage, you do your own events, and those can be highly profitable if you know how to do them correctly. And misconception number three is that the fear of speaking is greater than the fear of dying. I've heard this statistic before. People are like, oh, do you know that public speaking is a greater fear than dying? I think this is something that speakers repeat because they don't want other people to speak. Because I've never met someone that said, hey, you've got a decision, speak on stage or die. And they're like, oh, I want to die. You know what I mean? So is there fear? Fear, yeah. Is there anxiousness? Yeah, absolutely. But when you recognize that all of those things are normal and they're actually something that can be used to your advantage, that you shouldn't be afraid to speak. And even if you are afraid to speak, that your voice and your impact should supersede that. I remember one of my mentors, I had this apprehension about doing videos online years ago. I had this insecurity, you know, it's like, oh, my voice, you know, the way I look, or, you know, whatever it might be. I had insecurities about doing videos online. And he asked me this. He said, Paul, do you really feel that your message, what you do, can change people's life and impact this world? I'm like, absolutely. Then he said, you are going to allow your insecurities to stop you from doing that. And in that moment, it all made sense right there, that, hey, okay, I need to get over this because I've got something greater than, is my hair messed up, or, you know, does it not look good on camera? Did I stumble on my words, or whatever it might be, because of the message and the purpose and the intent of what I'm doing is greater than all of that.
Love it, love it, love the tips and kind of covering those misconceptions, and so, folks, you know, all the three things that he mentioned, they are literal misconceptions, and
if
you can put those things to the side, you know, get to the show notes section of this episode after you're done listening, and make sure to, you know, book time with Paul's team. If you've heard some of the things that he's said, and maybe those were some of the misconceptions in your mind, just know that his goal is to help educate you, is to help point you in the right direction. And I would probably say, and we'll just hear it from his words, but the program probably isn't for everyone. Like, I think we would love it to be for everybody, but if you're not committed, don't join. You know, just like any like program, if you're not committed, don't join. If you truly don't believe your story can create impact, maybe don't join, you know. But I can tell you this, and I'm sure Paul will as well, your story does matter. your story will create impact. And the only thing standing between you and that next stage is limiting beliefs. But we've all have experienced them at some point. I remember, Paul, when I first got started on LinkedIn with video in 2019, I was the same way. Like, who wants to listen to me? Who's going to care about what I think or what I say? And then you fast forward, and I've built a really large audience there, and 18,000 people read the newsletter every month now, right? And so, but I had to step outside of that fear. I had to get past it and remember my why, and remember the why behind the what that I was doing every day. And so I'd love for you too, Paul, if there may be someone listening to this where, you know, they want to invest in themselves in 2025, and they want to truly create maybe their own events one day or impact, like, what would be some words of encouragement to the person listening right now?
Yeah. So one of the things that you have to recognize is that time is one of the most valuable commodity that we have. I've heard people say things like, oh, time is money. No, time is infinitely more valuable than money. Every once in a while, I remember I was in a restaurant or something like that, and the waitress said that, you know, time is money. I'm like, no, time is not money. Time is infinitely more valuable than money. And I give this illustration. Like, if I said to you, Jordan, I want to give you $10 million. You're like, come on, bring it on. And if I said, Jordan, I'll give you $10 million, but you have to die tomorrow, you'd probably say no deal. Most people would say no deal. Because a calculation starts to take place, and somehow you come to the conclusion that what the time that you have left is more valuable than $10 million, $20 million, $50 million. So time is infinitely more valuable than money. Money, you can create more of. Time, we all have a limited amount of time. So when it comes to business, when it comes to scaling, when it comes to personal development in life, the shortcuts or the things that you need to take into consideration when growing is, what can I do to collapse time and make my time more valuable? There's a beautiful scripture in the Bible in Ephesians. It says, redeeming the time. And that actually just means making your time more valuable. So you have to make your time more valuable. So there's a couple things that you can do. Number one, invest in a mentor. Someone that's been there, done that, has got the t-shirt, because you can invest in them and they prevent you from making those mistakes that they made. They keep you from, you know, wasting your time and doing all these things that would just, you know, make your time less valuable. So invest in mentors. And, you know, a lot of times people, they really budget their money. You know, they're good at budgeting their money, but take a step back, especially at the beginning of this new year, and start to look at things differently and ask yourself, how can I budget my time? Budget your time. And again, investing in a mentor. It's like this. If I came to someone and I said, you know what, I want to be a pilot. I have one of the guys on my team. He's a pilot, helicopter pilot, airplane pilot and stuff. And I joke around with him like, man, I want to be a pilot. I'm like, I'm going to watch some videos on YouTube. I'm going to read some books. And I don't know, maybe it'd take me a few years or something like that. And I could become a pilot watching some videos on YouTube and reading some books. But number one, I guarantee you, you probably would not want to get on the plane that I was piloting if I said, hey, I got my pilot license from YouTube. You're like, no, thank you, but no, thank you. But if I invest in a mentor and go through the school, you can actually get your piloting license, an entry-level piloting license, in about 4 to 6 months. So what I've done is me trying to figure it out by myself, YouTube and whatever, and probably not good at it, and no one really trust, I invest in a mentor, in school, in training, and I've made my time more valuable. So think about it. How can I make my time more valuable? How can I redeem my time? How can I collapse the, the amount of time that it takes. And that's why investing in programs, investing in mentors, budgeting your time are so essential when it comes to personal development and growth.
Love it. Paul Getter, everybody. He has got a new speaking, I don't know if we call it an academy, you know, Speakpreneurs, but essentially they're going to be giving you everything from the A to Z when it comes to speaking. So how to get your branding right, how to get your messaging right, how to actually create your own stages. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to host your own event with your own business name and your own attendees and your own email list, and you essentially own all of that information and data for the long haul? And that's essentially what Paul and his team are doing. So folks, make sure you check in the show notes, get a call book. If 2025 is your year where you want to get more done online and in person on stages, and you want to speak more, you want more visibility, and you want a team that's dedicated to not only just walk you through the processes, but hold your hand and be there with you every step of the way, make sure you reach out to Paul. Paul, it's been an honor having you back on for round two, and I cannot wait to hear the impact that you're creating through these events. I know you're doing them all over the world. Can't wait till you're here in Atlanta. I'll let the link up with you
We're
once you're local.
Atlanta on the schedule. Atlanta on the schedule. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'll be at that one for sure. Folks, Paul Getter, look him up on Instagram at Paul. We're going to make sure all his links are in the show notes. Any words for the audience as we wrap up here?
Your voice, the scripture says there's power of both life and death in the tongue. So use it for positivity. Use it to bless people. Use it to make a difference. And that's basically all we want to do, is we want to help people that have a positive message, that want to make a positive impact and difference in this world, and give them the right tools and the assets that are necessary to do exactly that.
Love it. Paul, well, you are our first official round two guest on the show. So let's give it up for Paul. And this was a little bit special. I'm going to actually title this as a bonus episode, folks, because we're starting off the year with a bonus for you. So if you want to create more impact, you want to bring in more revenue from stage, and you want to learn it from a team that's been there and done it and does this globally, make sure you all go to the show notes. Don't walk, but run to the show notes. Click on that link. Follow Paul on Instagram. You're going to see he has the handle at Paul. So right there, you know he's doing something right. It's not easy to get a four-letter handle on Instagram. Make sure you send him a message. Let him know you heard him on the show. Paul, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on for round two, and keep blazing your own trail, my friend.
Thank you very much, bro.